T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita woman dead after a crash in Marion County. We've got the story.
Wichita police looking for a couple as suspects in the abduction and robbery of a woman. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Amy Webb. Two gamers whose online dispute over a video game allegedly ended up costing a Wichita man his life have their first day in court.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A strong area of high pressure is going to build in throughout the next several days, making for dry weather for wheat harvest, but really hot afternoon temperatures. Our forecast is coming up.
A strong storm roared through parts of Pennsylvania Wednesday night. The storm struck the Wilkes-Barre area, destroying multiple businesses, bringing down trees and power lines. John Jablowski is a Wilkes-Barre Township Council member.
It is significant damage. Many buildings are pretty much destroyed. Significant damage throughout basically a half-mile square radius.
The National Weather Service will survey the damage to determine if it was a tornado.
A Wichita woman is dead after the pickup she was driving collided head-on with a semi-truck in Marion County yesterday afternoon. It happened on Highway 50 west of Florence. 22-year-old Shelby Kind of Wichita died in the crash. The semi-driver was not injured. A motorcyclist injured Monday in North Wichita has died. 39-year-old Joseph Gunn of Wichita was injured when his motorcycle collided with a pickup at I-135 and 21st Street.
Two gamers whose online dispute over a video game allegedly led to a swatting call that resulted in the death of a Wichita man are prohibited from any online gaming while they are free on bond.
18-year-old Casey Viner of North College Hill, Ohio, and 19-year-old Shane Gaskell of Wichita pleaded not guilty at their arraignment on charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice, wire fraud, and other accounts. The two gamers will have to live with their parents pending trial, and the judge also told them that they are forbidden from having firearms in the household, with the only restriction being for Viner's father, who is a law enforcement officer. Prosecutors allege Viner asked 25-year-old Tyler Barris of Los Angeles to swat Gaskell. Police went to a Wichita home in response to the call and shot Andrew Finch, who was not involved in the dispute. Gaskell and Viner were released on a $10,000 bond. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A 65-year-old woman was abducted and robbed Tuesday afternoon in northeast Wichita by a couple working together. The bandits took the woman's wedding ring plus $8,000 the woman was forced to withdraw from the bank. The suspects then drove away in a Cadillac. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the robbery was reported more than 4 hours after the woman was originally approached by the suspect.
We do also have some footage from the Walmart that shows the suspects contacting multiple individuals at the Walmart beginning around 10 a.m. up until the point of contacting our victim around 12. We are asking as well if you were contacted by these suspects at the Walmart to again call our WPD robbery detectives 268-4518.
That was the Walmart at 29th and Rock. Anyone with information may also contact Crime Stoppers at 267-2111 or call 911. There is video surveillance image from the rear of the suspect and the suspect's car. Those images accompanying the story on our website at knssradio.com.
Firefighters in Colorado face several more days of tough going against a wildfire that's burned thousands of acres.
Todd Pachota is the incident commander on the fire near Durango, Colorado, and he says as the fire moved south, it got very close to homes.
As the fire advanced above us, we kept up with it, and we removed fuels between the structures and the fire edge so the fire could not make an aggressive push towards us.
He said it worked. No structures burned. It's hot and dry throughout the Mountain West. Some areas are experiencing drought. Homes have been evacuated in southern Wyoming due to a fast-moving fire, and 8 homes were destroyed by another fire in Moab, Utah. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held a news conference, a joint news conference, with the foreign ministers of Japan and South Korea.
The world should rest assured that the United States, the Republic of Korea, and Japan remain committed to achieving the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of North Korea. The U.S. alliances with these two countries are absolutely ironclad.
Pompeo commented after a meeting in Seoul, South Korea, and this morning Pompeo is in China. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Wichita Open Golf Tournament begins 1 week from today, and we've got passes to give away, so stay tuned. Listen for your chance to win.
A Northern Arizona state lawmaker is in hot water for comments he made about school integration. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Dozens of elected officials in Representative Kevin Yoder's congressional district in Kansas are pushing him to demand an end to the forced separation of families caught crossing the U.S. border illegally. A bipartisan letter signed by more than 60 people was delivered Wednesday to Yoder's office in Overland Park. The Republican congressman is chairman of the House Subcommittee on Homeland Security and said he's heartbroken by the separations.
Police in St. Peters, Missouri, say a brazen criminal posing as an employee and wearing a company jacket walked into two Sprint stores and walked out with $10,000 worth of cell phones. Here's Officer Melissa Doss.
He pretended like he belonged there, like he was an employee of Sprint, and he was picking up some phones for another store and was able to convince an employee, because he was that good, to give up product.
The guy was caught on security video in both stores. Police are hoping someone recognizes him and turns him in.
A Northern Arizona state lawmaker is in hot water for comments he made about school integration.
Prescott Republican David Stringer said there aren't enough white kids to go around during a speech at a county GOP event. It gets better. His speech was live-streamed on Facebook and saved to his campaign page. It was later removed, but a clip widely circulated on social media by a Democrat shows Stringer making the controversial comment. Stringer is apologizing and says he plans to repost the entire 17-minute speech because he wants people to hear it in context. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And we've got a traffic accident. You'll want to avoid this. Semi overturned on the ramp from Greenwich to westbound K-96. So
that could be a problem.
Avoid that area. Apparently, they say here it's a cement truck. It's a cement truck is what it is that overturned there. So, again, that's a ramp from Greenwich Road to westbound K-96. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Wait a minute. Katie Western's in there.
Hey,
sorry about that.
That's all right.
I had it right in front of me, and I just, you know, sorry about that, Katie. Well, nice to have you with us this morning on a very, very muggy day.
Oh, yeah. Hey, actually, so it's muggy this morning, but this afternoon is going to be a lot drier, so the humidity won't be too unbearable later today.
Oh, it's going to be real pleasant then, huh?
Well, you know, pleasant might be a strong word, but it could always be worse.
Yes.
So it'll still be hot either way. I mean, temperatures are going to be back up into the upper 90s today, but we'll take at least the heat index won't be horrendous because the humidity won't be bad, but still lots of sunshine. Winds also pretty gusty today out of the south, 15 to 25 miles per hour.
So about 98 for a high today then, huh?
Yes. It will still be pretty sweltering out
there. Okay, so what are we looking at then tonight and tomorrow?
Actually, a lot of the same. We're going to be in a pretty repetitive pattern here. So tonight's going to be warm again. You're looking down to 74 degrees. The winds will stay pretty strong overnight. And then basically tomorrow I've got, the exact same forecast. That's what we're going with for today. In all honesty, 98 degrees, same winds, lots of sunshine, everything. So not much is going to change here. But it's generally kind of good news headed into a holiday weekend. I know a lot of folks will be heading out to the lake and things like that.
That's true. Why is there some sort of a high or low pressure dome sitting over us? Or how do you explain this? You got to explain this to me.
Right? Well, you know, typically, you know, you get into these summertime patterns, you get that ridge of high pressure, mm-hmm. and that's generally what keeps it quiet. So not a lot of good rain chances or anything like that. And it's just downright hot.
Just down. There you go. That's
yep.
pretty simple. So what do we got?
Sure is.
What do we got right now? You got some current conditions for us?
Yeah, it's 75 degrees right now. It is still humid this morning, so you got to deal with the mugginess for now. But again, by this afternoon, we'll be more comfortable. And winds are fairly light for the moment, just a little bit of a breeze out there. But those will pick up pretty significantly by this afternoon.
All right. Thank you, Katie. We appreciate it. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western today, filling in for Laura Bannon. Laura's usually with us, but Katie's filling in today. It's a 7:12. 12 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 95 degrees. Normal high for the date is 86. So, yeah, we're getting in summer kind of early. It's like we kind of missed that spring, you know, those temperatures every day where it's about 75 degrees or 80. And we kind of missed that this time around.
Yeah, we went about a week of it being kind of nice. Then it went back to being really, really cold. And then it kind of went from that to nice and then hot right away, and it's just been that way. Mm. We didn't have spring.
It's weird weather, but it is. It's a cliche, but it's Kansas, okay? Well, after briefly leveling off, the U.S. obesity rate may be climbing again. This is according to a preliminary study. The rate had been rising for decades until it appeared to plateau in recent years. But in this new study, researchers found that the trend may have been short-lived, and if nothing changes, the estimate that half of all U.S. teenagers will be overweight or obese by 2030, as will one-third of kids between 6 and 11 years old. So we're back on track. Information coming this morning from Newsmax.com for us. Among U.S. men, the rising rates of overweight and obesity since 1999 leveled off between 2009 and 2012. But they took off again in 2015, 2016, when 75% of men, 75% were overweight or obese. Now, and take this with a bit of a grain of salt, okay? Because these standards they have are interesting. I went to a website and clocked in and put my height and got the ideal weight of I'm just right at 6 feet tall. Ideal rate's about, I think it was 168 pounds. Well, I'm about 200. I'm over that. I'm over 200. And yet I don't feel like I'm obese or overweight, and yet I am by quite a bit.
And so am I.
So
by that classification,
by that classification. These are tough standards. So, you know, take it, like I said, take it with a grain of salt because, yeah. Jad, what do you got, Jad?
Well, I was noticing the time on that. Did you notice that those leveled off in the depths of bad economies and then have gone up as the recovery happens?
Recovery happened. People get going out and eating more, maybe.
Yeah. I think that answers quite a bit of that right there.
Now, my wife says, and she believes it's the content. It's not necessarily even the portion sizes. It's the content of the food we have that there are fattening things built into the food. I'm not a scientist.
Which make them taste better.
Makes them taste a whole lot better, and you find yourself eating more than you
right.
should. So you try to keep the calorie count. You do whatever you can. All right. Today is Flag Day. On this date in 1777, the Second Continental Congress approved the design of the original flag. Now that
Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, the Continental Congress. That was before the United States of America even existed.
Even before, yeah.
And they put the 13 colonies up there, and Betsy Ross sewed up the flag, and it's become a matter of controversy here in recent years. When I was growing up, there wasn't any controversy, and probably you too, Ted. There's the flag. It's our flag. We're proud of it, and we revere it, and it symbolizes a lot of great things about this country of ours, this nation. And there are people who are always ready to, you know, there are things that are not perfect, and there are things that are not good about the U.S., but there are a lot of things that are real good. And one of the things I think is good is the fact that our people, when times are tough, they all band together and try to do the right thing.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah. So, and the flag to me is a symbol of that. Remember, as a very, very young kid, we used to salute the flag every morning in grade school and go to the ball game with my dad, and there was the flag, and the national anthem played, and it stood up, took off his cap, mm-hmm. and that's the way we did it. And here in recent years, like everything else, it's become controversial.
Let's be clear. 99.9% of the people still do that.
I think you're probably right about that. There are some people who are going to have to show their displeasure somehow, I guess. The thing is that I don't care about their displeasure. I just think
I don't either.
They're just being foolish. But, again, if you do something like that, you're going to get people looking at you and saying either you're a quack or, yeah, I agree with you, or you're just a nitwit. So you and I, we stay below the radar on those things, right?
I think so.
try to, anyway. Hey, it's 7:17 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward here on a Thursday morning, June 14th, Flag Day. He's talking about this morning, baseball with the Royals and the Wingnuts. What's going on, Ted?
Royals last night up in Kansas City, finishing up a two-game set with the Cincinnati Reds, the team at the bottom of the National League. Things did not go well for the Royals again last night. Once again, anemic offense. The Royals are only batting 147 with runners in scoring position here in the month of June. And they fizzled again last night as the Reds piled up 7 runs late and beat the Royals 7-0. Some of the post-game analysis from Denny Matthews. You heard it last night on KFH.
The Royals are shut out on 5 hits. And, Ryan, when Cincinnati came to town, the Royals were pretty proud of the fact that they had really dominated this team from the National League. Boy, not so in this two-game series. Cincinnati played pretty well. The Royals did not play well in any facet of the game, even tonight, despite 2 really good plays by Alex Gordon in left field. The Royals committed 3 errors. All in all, it was a series that the Royals will forget about in a hurry.
Ooh. Off day today for the Royals in the middle of a long homestand. They still continue to really struggle at home. We do have Major League Baseball tonight. If you want to listen, though, on KFH, we'll have action as the New York Yankees are hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Wichita Wingnuts also on the road last night, visiting Cleburne, taking on the Railroaders. Wingnuts gave up 2 in the bottom of the 8th inning to fall behind, but corrected that right away with a 4-run top of the 9th inning. And the Wingnuts came back to beat Cleburne 6-3. Wichita vaults into third place in the division with that win, 5.5 games back. That's 4-game winning streak now for the Wingnuts. They go for their 5th in a row tonight and a 4-game sweep as they finish up in Cleburne against the Railroaders this evening. The NCAA made a ruling yesterday that college athletes will no longer need permission from their coaches or their schools to transfer and receive financial aid from another school. That's effective in mid-October. Of course, last spring at K-State, reserve wide receiver Corey Sutton said he was blocked from transferring to nearly 36 schools by Coach Bill Snyder before K-State finally relented amid a lot of public pressure and kind of got the ball rolling in a lot of respects. And now the transfer rules and reform are quite a bit more relaxed than they have been in recent years. Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up 1 week from today is the opening round of the Wichita Open Golf Tournament.
Yes.
We're a week out from that, and we've got some course passes to give away.
All right.
How about 2 pairs of passes for a couple of winners? We've got a pair of passes to give away to 2 lucky winners right now. How about callers number 3 and 4? Call me now at 869-1330 for a pair of passes. Go to the Wichita Open Golf Tournament next week.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. The Me Too movement is turning on George Soros. That's coming up with Rush Limbaugh and Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.